Even though
I have this hollow sadness.
I have this hollow sadness.
Right inside of me.
Right inside of me.
I have this sadness.
I have this sadness.
Right inside of me.
Right inside of me.
And it does feel hollow.
And it does feel hollow.
And sometimes I feel hollow.
Sometimes I feel hollow.
And that really is sad.
And that really is sad.
Because I'm not hollow.
Because I'm not hollow.
This hollow sadness.
This hollow sadness.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
There feels like there are hollow spaces.
Like there are hollow spaces
in my life.
In my life.
I want to restore peace.
I want to restore peace.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my body.
In my body.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
This incident really did happen. It really is sad.
It's really sad.
This really did happen.
This really did happen.
I'll always know it's sad.
I'll always know it's sad.
I'll always wish it didn't happen.
I'll always wish it didn't happen.
It really did happen.
It really did happen.
It really is over now.
It really is over now.
I honor the sadness. I like this about me. That I can feel great empathy. That I know what sadness is. That I want other people.
And myself.
To not have sadness.
I recognize sadness.
And now I'm asking for healing. Not just for me.
But for all of us.
Storing sadness.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could be open to the possibility that I've experienced this sadness. I've already felt it. I've already been in it. It's already been in me. This really happened. I experienced it. I want to be complete. I want to have closure. This old program of storing the sadness. I'm not sure it serves me. This old way of being. Were these human bodies? Store memory of sadness. In our bodies. In our muscles.
In our bellies.
In our chakras.
In our DNA.
I'm wondering if I can let that go.
All sadness, known sadness, unknown sadness, conscious sadness, my sadness, their sadness, eons of sadness.
All the sadness in history.
I honor it.
I believe in it.
I respect it.
And now I'm seeking to restore peace in my body. Anyway.
The truth is,
I'll be sad again.
I'll read something.
I'll hear something.
I'll see something.
I'll feel loss. And I will know sadness.
I don't need to store it.
I can feel it.
I can see it.
I can read about it.
I can witness it.
I can experience it.
When it's appropriate to experience it.
I'm a human.
I'm designed to feel sadness.
There is no longer the need.
To store it in my body.
Old sadness.
I already did that.
I want to let it go now. Everywhere I'm storing sadness. I'm seeking to let that go now. All the storage places. In my body. In my mind. In my energetic field. Everywhere I've been storing sadness. I want to say thank you.
You did a great job.
And now I'd like to release all lingering sadness.
All hollow sadness.
Because I'm not hollow.
Because I'm not hollow.
There's no need for me to store it.
There's no need for me to store it.
It did make sense at one time.
It did make sense at one time.
And now I want to be open to the possibility.
And now I want to be open to the possibility.
That I can release sadness.
That I can release sadness.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
I'm not going without sadness.
I'm not going without sadness.
In this human experience.
In this human experience.
I will witness it.
I will witness it.
I will feel it.
I will feel it.
This old habit.
This old habit.
Of storing it.
Of storing it.
No longer serves me.
No longer serves me.
I'm asking for healing.
I'm asking for healing.
Of all sadness.
Of all sadness.
That no longer serves.
That no longer serves.
My highest good.
My highest good.